Rise and Shine to Sunshine Radio 96.7, Saturday mornings. This is Voice for Veterans and the rest of us who say we support veterans too. News, commentary, information, education, music, and entertainment. New just for you, 96.7. Now, you've heard the rest. Stay tuned for the best. Rise and Shine to Sunshine Radio and stay with us all day long. Well, here we go again. It's Keith, the boss of the beach, coming to you right now. This is Vets. We know what we're talking about. We're telling everybody else it's time to say the word Vets every day. We've made a lot of leaps and bounds taking care of veterans. And we started with Vets. American Veterans Alliance, Society for Hispanic Veterans, U.S. and Latin Veterans, Chamber of Commerce, U.S. and Latin Support Embassy, Wounded Warriors, American Legion, and Vets. And I'm going to go back to the beginning of radio. The history of veteranization is something that we need to let you know still exists. They never used that word, veteranization, but I came up with it along with some other people, and I use it all the time. And what that means is everything veteran, and you can't do that without the military. So we're saluting all of our military branches, the Air Force, the Marines, the Army, Coast Guard, and of course the Navy. And we're saluting all of you now, because what's going on in Ukraine, you might be back in the game. This is Keith, the boss of the beach, still talking to you. I want to say that I am right now outside. This show is not being taped on the inside the way we normally do, because we want you to hear it outside. I've been riding around and looking at all of the different places that we deal with on a regular basis. And I realize how many of us are still standing up for our veterans. So the program we're going to be talking about later on in this show is going to be We Support Vets Too. But right now, we're going to continue to talk about veteranization. And I'm going to start with radio. Every week we're going to be doing a little something on radio, because it's the last bastion of the old guard still standing. And the reason it's still standing is because all those radio towers are still up. Yes, a lot of towers that you see now have been converted into cell phone. They've been converted into places where you run fiber optics in and out of. And if you go past some of those towers out in the country and see that big old, looks like a drum on it, that's microwave transmission. But they all started out as radio towers. So we're going to be saluting radio every week as something to do to promote our industry. And when we talk about radio for Europe, radio, okay, all of that started as a way of military communications, and then got converted once they figured out a way to make money off of it into information towers. Naturally, information included music. So we're going to continue on as we move forward with all that we do, and we're going to go back to a lot more of the old radio format. We're going to do segments, and we're going to talk more about some of the things that are closer to your heart, but then we're going to always pop in a little music. Because without music, I don't know how long radio would have lasted. Right now, and I'm talking to my veterans and their families, if you got a friend of yours who you know might be a little bit despondent, tell him to go back to radio. And we're going to talk about people like Paul Harvey. And that's the rest of the story. And we're going to talk about Casey Casey, one of the original top 20s, 10, 100, countdown. The combination of those two little things started with a lot of ex-military guys who came out of the military, who had radio experience, and converted it. And they were the original founders. And I look at some of the new radio stations coming in right now, and I want to say, congratulations, you're running late, but get on board. We're here to stay. And this one goes out, of course, to a couple of radio stations in the St. Pete area, a couple of radio stations in Miami, a couple of our low-power radio stations in the other parts of this country, especially all of those who are supporting the WVET profile. If you got a veteran radio story, a veteran radio show, a veteran radio experience that you would like to convert into a podcast, 727-280-4779, call us or go to vetsontheair@gmail.com. Email me. The new network that's taking care of all of these things we're talking about is, let's hear it here, ontheairtoday.com. Please check us out. Look for us. Try to make a difference. We're going to spend a lot more time talking about events that are coming up. We know that there's a big stand down. And we want everybody to know, support your stand downs in every area. No matter when, what, where, and how. As a civilian, we call it civilian boot camp. Let's get reignited to what a civilian can do to move the veteranization progress a little bit further, a little bit faster. Everybody needs to know what we're doing this time around so we don't make the same mistakes twice. One of the things we're going to be talking about in detail over the next 3 to 4 weeks is the closing of several of our VA facilities. I'm not going to say just VA hospitals, but VA facilities. And as you close one, there should be another door opening. We know they've already started establishing the smaller clinics available to veterans in a lot of our urban and rural areas. So yes, maybe you will lose one veteran hospital, but you will gain 8 or 10 small clinics in your area. Let's look for it. Let's find out. Let's make sure we all know. And support your clinics that are moving toward that way of taking care of veterans. We will get a list of all of those VA hospitals. We will get a list of all of those VA clinics. We will get a list of all of those areas that are moving in that direction. And those areas where it might be closing a VA facility. Once we get all of that organized, then we'll take it from there. We're going to make sure everybody knows. And we're going to make sure everybody knows what to do. Keep up your going, because we're going to keep on going for you. Let's keep the boss of the beach. And this is something that I wanted to talk about. And I'm going to hear a little music, and we'll be right back. Thank you. All right. I hope you enjoyed that little music. As we say, radio is back to stay. And I want to say one thing. We got a friend of mine on the phone and a business partner and one of those who started me in this process for veteranization, Kevin Humes. I want to say thank you, man, for coming on. Talk to me a little bit about what you're doing now. And we both want to say hello to Waddell McGee, who we know, him and Gloria, who we know are doing much better right now.
Yes, yes.
Go ahead, Kevin. Talk to him.
Yeah, I think that's the first order of business is to give a shout out to Waddell and Gloria
yes,
McGee. They've been instrumental in the veterans community for years. Gloria McGee was the number three person for Miami VA Hospital. She was responsible for mental health. Waddell has always been that veteran service organization that's really been instrumental in the community. So it's the old saying, give me my roses while I'm alive. So this is a good shout out on the air for those two people. That's been very instrumental to both me and Keith. So with that being said, my name is Kevin Humes. I'm the president and CEO of the Anthem Holding Anthem America, Anthem Mexico operation. Right now we're in the process of putting together a major development in Jacksonville as a turnkey solution for veterans. It entails housing, workforce development, job creation, industrial collaborations, and strategic planning with DOD and VA. We're really excited about that. And Keith, I'm glad that we had a chance to dial that into your radio station because
yes, sir.
That can be continuously to be a duplication. It's said, as you indicated, radio is back. And I'm excited about helping to push that banner, Keith, that where you've been towing, and the gentleman that's on the line. It's been an instrumental.
Thank you.
I think we could take this thing to the next level. In addition to that, I'm a director of a publicly traded company. We kind of coined it Veterans on Wall Street. The name of the organization is called Community Redevelopment, Inc. Our OTC is CDRV. And you can look at that and see that the veterans component on there to really to begin to empower veterans with economic opportunities and take some of our veterans that have the capacity and understand the stock market and understand how to monetize projects, even the ones that are in wheelchairs, and we're kind of looking for those. So we're excited about that Jacksonville project. As a segue to the Jacksonville project, you know, we've been just coined to just kind of beamed to help to put something together And the war torn area now. Once they let up, they looking at us as the Anthem Project to come in there to help to build the infrastructure with some of our colleagues and our associates that we're involved in. So that's some of the things that we have in the pipeline. And finally, Keith, I think that this would not be robbery. There's a gentleman by the name of Edmund Steinberg out of Mexico.
Okay.
He's a Coast Guard veteran. But he just locked into me about a week or so ago. What's unique about Mr. Steinberg, you know, he's a diamonds guy. So he's looking for me to put together in that Jacksonville with the Wounded Warriors to put together an opportunity there where we could take the seriously disabled veteran and drive them into diamond cutting and polishing schools.
Jobs.
So we're excited about that. And Mr. Steinberg is also... He's the owner in Mexico of 6 miles coastland, 5 miles inland. He owns a diamond, a gold mine, a silver mine, and an iron ore mine. To include a deep water, he can do a deep water seaport. So he has fishing rights, a Coast Guard veteran. So everything now, Keith, is really being monetized now. Everything now. Is how do we begin to kind of bring our veterans with certain skill sets and certain mathematical and certain nanotechnology and really begin to kind of empower that with a sustainable model that's more an added value to the government than a draw.
Man, fantastic. It's time that these things are now coming into fruition for real.
Yes.
And I know we're working on it, and it looks like the light has finally come to the end of the tunnel. We're getting ready to break out, everybody. You heard Kevin Humes talking about it. Veteranization has moved to Wall Street. Here we go.
A lot of good things are happening to support veterans, and this is one of the gentlemen who's stood in the battle along with Waddell. And, of course, the radio show that you're listening to is Voice for Veterans.
Mm-hmm.
And we do that so that it can be for veterans, but it's also with veterans, through veterans, by veterans. And we're looking to make sure we're taking care of all of the military and veterans' families. We're not going to leave the military families here out if they also are going to produce veterans. It's all one family. We love it. Thank you so much. Waddell.
Pleasure.
We're going to make sure that you get this one program for you and Gloria to listen to. Please play it more than once. We appreciate everything. We love you. We know how much you have dedicated to this, and we have to make sure that you are remembered now, not later, but now.
Yes.
All right, Kevin, thank you so much.
Hey,
we need to do this on a regular basis, man.
I got you, man.
This information is bigger than the average veteran would understand.
Very good.
So thank you for taking the time.
Absolutely. My absolute pleasure. God bless
you. Tell them how to get in touch before you leave. Tell them a website or email address or something, how to get in touch with you.
My number is 786-222-3314. My email is vetpower0141@gmail.com. Send me some information and I'll send you. We have multiple websites that we're involved in. It's just a matter of really scoping everybody's capacity and draw our veterans into one community, one goal.
Well, we're going to do that as a resource part of the website. I'll send you everything else. And now everything is being on theairtoday.com. It's a new network that we're putting together to take care of all of our veteran and military support systems. Again, Kevin Humes, thank you so much. And we'll be right back. More music. Well, I hope you enjoyed that. And I just want to say again, thank you for tuning in to Voice for Veterans. And, of course, that's at WVETOnlineRadio.com. You can also hear us live, 96.7 FM, Radio St. Pete. And then you can hear us all the time on theairtoday.com. Voice for Veterans and a lot of other veteranization shows that you're going to be listening to. We do want to say thank you to Kevin Humes, President and CEO of three major moves to bring the veterans' fight to the forefront. Again, I know this show has been dedicated to radio. We're also thinking about 96.7 and the radio station that we broadcast over right here in the St. Petersburg area. I want to give a shout out to a couple of other radio stations who are here. WTAN Tan Talk, been around for many years, and they do support us. I got Don Reese and another guy over there who does some sports stuff, and we want to thank them for their continued support for radio. And then 96.3, Yoruhu. They're also a low-power local station who does a little bit of segment to support our veterans. So we want to thank radio for sticking up to this fight, and I'll talk a little bit more about Voice for Veterans. Voice for Veterans has been spending a lot of times in the studios, but we now decided to spend a lot more time out in the community. And so I want to talk about events coming up on a regular basis, and you need to be able to say, okay, I heard it. We want to talk about where veterans are being accepted, where people are saying, yes, oh, wow, I do want to say we support veterans too and invite you out. And one of those is the Bay Area Renaissance Festival. They support veterans too. Another one is something coming up again next year, which gave us a big shout out this year, which is the Firestone. Of course, the Firestone Grand Prix. They support veterans too. Ferg's Sports Bar Extraordinaire. They support veterans too. And I want to go on and on and on with the stadiums and all that. I know everybody's heard that Tom Brady might be coming back. I already won my money. I bet he wasn't going to leave no time. Somebody had to come all the way here to pay me my money because I was right. Man, he's retired. He's retired. And I'm telling you, he ain't retired.
Hey, I made it, man.
I'm out here in the street. I'm going to hang out here for a while. I'm trying to finish up this live radio show. I got a good friend of mine just walked by, and he said hello, so I'm saying hello back. All he's doing is shaking his head. He doesn't know that you can't see people on radio. Oh, he said it all the way live. I know he knows what he's talking about. Another veteran said he didn't want to be on the air, but tell everybody hello, and they appreciate what we're doing. Again, Voice for Veterans, WVET. Right now, you're going to be listening to us both Thursday. And on Thursdays, look for us at 12:30 to 12:35. We'll be on the air at St. Pete Radio. And we're going to be talking a lot more about what's going on in that area. We'll be getting more details about the national and international commitment we've made through the Caribbean Business Network, which has picked up the ball in supporting veterans. And we'll be talking more about the local people. I'm going to be getting with our Republican governor and making him come speak, but I've already talked with Charlie Crist and his office, and guess what? They're happy to support veterans. And with all this that's going on in Ukraine, there's going to be more veterans coming. So you say we support vets too, and if you're a veteran, check us out at Vets 214, veterans helping veterans all the time worldwide. Again, I want to thank you for tuning in right here to this station and any other station that you'll be picking us up on. I'm going to be broadcasting across the state, and we're going to be broadcasting continually across and around the world through the internet. WVETonlineradio.com, ontheairtoday.com, and guess what? Sunshine Radio. And look for Voice for Veterans. And I'm going to give another shout out to all of those other people who are broadcasting through this radio station. I love the blues man. I love the jazz guy. And there is an orchestra If you've never been to the Mahaffey, then you don't know what I'm talking about. But there is an orchestra radio show. Real quality music. And as you listen to this show, stay tuned with us the rest of the day and the rest of the week. And as we say in old radio, just lock it in on this station and stay and play. We're glad to have you here again. This is Keith, the boss of the beach, and you're in tune to, like I said, Voice for Veterans. And I want to say to all of my other radio stations out there and all my other partners who are out there saying yes, 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 especially Mark and the ladies and everybody out there in Denver, over and out with a shout. Someone to talk to, and sometimes you need someone to lean on or lend a helping hand. Feelings are often hurt, but if you realize you have hurt someone, think, what does it cost to say I'm sorry or forgive me? One day you might need a favor from that same person again, and it won't be there. So never take a friend or anyone for granted. And remember what my mom always told me.